92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Regis Philbin all over the place this week as part of his final week on Live with Regis and Kelly. Tomorrow is his last show, making appearances everywhere on all the networks, including today's Mike O'Mara show. Please welcome to the studio Regis Philbin. Come on in, Reg.
How are you? Hey, it's great to be here.
How are you, Reg?
Hey, before we get started, let me take a pill.
What? Oh.
What are you?
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
What kind of pills?
Yeah, what kind of pills?
I've got, let me see, it's called Hydrocodone.
Oh,
Hydrocodone.
Hydrocodone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that's Vicodin. It's a generic name for Vicodin.
325 milligrams.
Why would you have to take that,
Reed? I've got aches and pains, and
hate to say it, but you seem to be limping when you came in the studio.
Well, it's been a rather emotional week, you know, with the final time for
everything
Regis
okay
and
with
Kelly.
Your, everything okay with your knee?
Everything's fine with my knee.
Your right knee.
Let me take my pill.
Yeah, okay, I know. Gotta take that.
Older guys like Regis, the knee is one of the first things to go.
What did you take that with, Ensure?
That was my Metamucil. Oh. But it's great. So it's on the greener pastures. Yes. I like to say that I'm not retiring.
Good.
I'm moving on.
Okay, well, it's funny, you know.
What I'm moving on to, though, happens to have wood and little metal poles on the side so the pallbearers can carry
it. Oh, I was watching your clip reel this morning. It was pretty emotional.
Clip reel, right. Yeah, very sad.
And I...
You know, yeah.
But
I'm not an emotional
guy.
You
show no emotion.
I don't show emotion.
Can you explain why?
Well, I was having a discussion with a friend of mine, and he was telling me earlier today that in order to show real emotion, you have to have a level of intelligence that I don't possess.
Oh, is that what it is?
I'm not bright enough to show emotion.
I thought you just had no feelings.
It's just a
lack of intelligence.
No, I'm just not smart enough to know why something's supposed to be sad.
So that's what it is.
Are you an idiot?
I'm an idiot.
Okay.
And I've gotten away with being an idiot for my entire career.
And you're okay with that?
Well, I'm fine with that. Now, you know, people cry and they say, isn't that sad? And I'm like, why? I mean, sad is not getting your entree on time at a restaurant.
Now, if it's cold,
that's sad.
That is sad.
We want to talk about what's next for you, Regis, and you were saying something about a casket. I think it's too soon to start thinking about that.
Well, I'm not getting any younger.
Well, I do know that.
That was written for me. I'm not bright enough to come up with that on my own.
Do you even know what it means?
I really don't understand the jokes. I don't understand half the guests we've had on for years. I understand this. This is what I know. I say, you're hot, you're on fire, you're doing great, you're the big guy, you're terrific, you're a smash,
you love big guys.
Or, hey, that's great, but how about me?
Yeah.
King Regis.
People laugh at that, huh?
I'm not bright enough to come up with any higher concepts.
Okay, let me ask you a question, then.
Ask me a deep question, and I'll see if I can answer it.
It doesn't even have to be deep.
All right, fire away.
Explain to me, what is David Letterman?
David Letterman, talk show host, hot as a pistol.
Yeah.
What else?
That's it, I'm out.
Brilliant. That's all?
He's not very bright.
Does a TV show on the network. He's a talk show host.
What network?
Bishop. CBS.
So that you know.
I know my networks there, boy.
Okay there, boy.
I know the networks. I know all of them. They're fantastic.
All right, walk me through this.
Walk you through?
Let me ask you another question.
What do you want to walk through, fire?
Let me ask you another question.
Something tougher, Rob.
I made that up.
It shows.
I'm an idiot.
Brilliant.
Here's another question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's say you don't go out for breakfast.
Sure.
Okay? And you're at home.
Right.
With, what's her name?
Faye.
Joy.
Yes, that's right.
Your wife.
And you want to make toast.
Yeah, I want to make toast.
Walk me through how you make toast.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
Do you ever make your
toast? All right. Time to play Scrabble.
Shouldn't be
all right. Now, first of all, you got to find the bread.
Very good.
Now, that's a bit of a chore.
Now, where would you look?
Yeah, I'd
tell the help to get it. All right, I let the cat out of the bag. I've got servants.
I understand, but you see.
I'd have the people do it.
You're dodging the question. Let's say it's their day off.
Sure.
And you want toast.
I want toast.
Don't you love toast?
Well, you make toast in a toaster.
Sure.
And you put it in the machine.
Right, and then what?
And you press a couple of buttons and a whirlybird.
Which?
You're all set to go.
What?
A whirlybird. You know, that's what I say. All right, I'll let you in on a little behind the scenes reach. First of all, I'm the dumbest man on television.
This I understand.
Secondly, when I come up with a concept that I succeed at, I say Whirlybird.
Really?
Whirlybird.
Okay, what else do you
Whirlybird.
What else do you say Whirlybird about?
When I take a hydrocodone.
You like that?
Whirlybird.
Okay.
No, normally if I make it down the stairs before Joy in the morning at our house in Greenwich, I say Whirlybird.
And what does that mean?
I beat it. It means I beat it at breakfast.
He won.
And right. Then the help provides us. I don't make my own damn toast.
Okay, now here's
Jesus
another question.
Christ, what are you talking about?
Jam or jelly?
Oh, jam or jelly?
Yeah.
I like a good jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Strawberry jam, uh-huh. Razzleberry.
Uh-huh.
There's razzleberry. Nothing quite. Razzleberry, orange. That's from that, Tiny Tim.
Scrooge,
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
I like Christmas.
Well, I'm Jewish. I don't know about
Christmas
that
Christmas is a great time of year. Well, I surround myself with Jews.
That's well, right. I know. Yes. Hal Gelman.
Yes, Gelman, of course.
Now, you say you're an idiot.
I'm a big idiot.
And that's
I'm really known as the dumbest man on television.
That's worked for you in
ask
show
me
business.
Ask me a difficult question.
Well, I have a question for you right now.
Not toast. Ask me a highbrow question.
Well, here's a question. Who in show business is as stupid as you?
Oh, boy, that's tough. That is really, really hard. Let me see. You know, I got one.
Okay.
Snooki.
Really?
Yeah.
She's dumb?
Yeah. I'm about the mental equivalent of Snooki.
I like that.
But the difference comparison. Is I've been in the business a long time. I worked for Bishop. You know, Snooki couldn't have worked for Bishop.
Bishop
no. She could have given him that special favor.
I'm sure.
Did you give him a special favor?
Bishop?
Yeah.
Hey, don't go there.
Hey, well, you brought it up.
I did it for Dean.
Yeah, of course you did.
Sure.
All right. Here's another difficult question.
Yeah, another difficult question.
Let's say you want to get from your house in Greenwich.
Oh, dear. Yeah, boy. You can ask me directions.
Navigation.
No, better. You want to get to that restaurant you like so bad.
Oh, the Italian one.
How do you drive a car?
Oh, don't ask me. I haven't been behind the wheel in 35 years.
Oh, come on. You must remember.
I take cabs, I take limos, and I take chauffeur-driven transportation
wherever
I go.
Okay.
You're asking me difficult questions.
All right.
Now ask me a real difficult question. I'm trying to get like highbrow questions.
What is the meaning of life?
The meaning of life.
Uh-huh.
The meaning of life is you work for a guy for years, then you get your
for
big
what?
Break for years.
Long time.
You work for a guy for years. His uh-huh. name's Bishop.
Yeah,
then you bust out.
Right.
And you get your own break.
Your own
you
job.
Take it and you run with it there, boy.
Uh-huh. Right,
45
right.
years uh-huh. and you're on your own and you make it.
Yeah.
And then you go home and die.
That's the meaning of life?
That's right. Now,
okay.
Yes.
Are there any differences between.
I thought we were going to end the bit right
so
there.
Did I.
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Are there any differences between Kathy Lee and Kelly?
Well. One had a little bit more feminine odor.
Oh, which one?
I'm not telling that, boy.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Urban legends. Urban legends, they terrify me. Lately, it's gotten so bad I can't even function.
When you say urban legends,
all of them. Bloody Mary, Candyman, Lady in White.
Children's ghost stories.
When I was younger, my brothers would tell them to me, hold me down, force me to listen to them.
Well, the brothers can be mean.
They were younger.
I see.
Nothing else scares me. Terrorism, disease, violent crime, crashing economy. Just these stories that I know are utter bullshit. I'm paralyzed, doctor. I can't maintain a relationship. What girl wants to screw a grown man who has to sleep with his lights on? Speaking of sleep, I can't. I don't. I binge eat. Smoke like a fish. Lately, it's gotten a lot worse. I must look terrible. I haven't had the courage to look in a mirror in the last week.
I want to see you again Wednesday, 3 o'clock, all right?
Sure.
In the meantime, I want you to shave.
In a mirror?
Can you try, Derek?
Yeah.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Thursday, November 17, 2011. We're over 10 million downloads, still growing every day. Our show today brought to you by AdamandEve.com. Ooh. For a limited time, get 50% off just about anything.
Anything you want.
Anything you want.
From toys to videos.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, order one item at 50% off and get 3 free adult DVDs plus free shipping on the entire order. Use the code TMOS on checkout to get this special offer. Enter TMOS as the offer code at AdamandEve.com.
And remember, remove the beads one at a time.
Oh.
You dirty bird.
Wow.
Or go through the ad link on our website. And funny when you say that, everything that's being
being said is somehow pointing to my main story of the day. I should point out to you that on Thursday, we do two shows normally.
Yes, we do.
Last week, we did a specialty show with Rob's crank calls that he gets.
All about
he
Rob.
He actually reverses. It was all about Rob.
Right.
And this week, we're taping one after this show. And I will simply tell you that coming up on the bonus hour, we are going to be discussing all of our injuries. Okay. And, you know, with my knee stuff, we decided it'd be fun to have just a little round table about injuries we've had over the years.
I've chosen to focus on my sports injuries.
Well, you know what? I think really it reminds me almost of the old Kevin Nealon bit. You know, did he ever take the wood planer and, you know, race it over your hand?
Yeah.
We've all had those moments.
Sure. And, I hate when that happens.
But I will be kicking off the bonus hour today with a brief discussion, and I'm going to try to be as non-graphic as I can.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you all that I have had myself a morning. Mm. I have had a morning that I've never quite had.
All I know is that Buzz and I came in at about 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight, Eastern Standard Time.
I was breakfasting.
And you were breakfasting, and you looked at us.
Which
and
is about 2.5 hours later than I normally do.
You had the bloodhound eyes. Your face was drawn.
I am out of it.
And you looked at me, and you said, to me, it is 8 o'clock.
I will tell you this.
Yeah?
That my knee is progressing beautiful.
Good. Yes. That's the main thing.
You'll notice that I am not on the crutches like I was
this
before.
This is true. Mm-hmm.
I'm only using them part of the time.
Your prescription crutches, which I saw this morning, have your name on them.
I'm getting around okay. Yeah. The flexation is working well.
Good.
I've got, I'll be making an appointment with a physical therapist today to get things on track.
Get a hot one, Mike.
I am very, very excited. Well, there's one that says there, the one in Manassas might come to the house. So that'd, to be continuously homebound. Yeah. You know, now that I'm working from my house, now I think I'm moving towards actually not even leaving the property. You know,
well, it began last year with Peapod.
Exactly.
Then you moved your entire business into your home, but and now your doctors
I
are
always
coming
saw
to you.
Rehab in your future, but I didn't expect this kind.
Oh.
Well, Buzz.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah, may have that kind.
You might be due for a pill. I know Regis took one, but I haven't seen you.
I'm doubling up. I tend to double up around the shows because, you know what?
They're
after
funnier.
Those reviews yesterday, you people don't have to tell me more than once. But I will tell you,
yes.
One of the things they warn you about, and they are very clear with it, when you go on anesthesia and pain medication and a tremendous amount of it because you're having this knee procedure, they warn you about a particular side effect.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that side effect, are you looking for a sound effect for the
sure.
side effect? Why don't you go ahead and hit it? Yes, they are
it's
saying...
It's actually the chemical opposite of that.
One of the things they tell you is that you should purchase, along with your prescription medications,
yes.
some stool softeners.
Yes.
And yes. I will tell you that I did not make that particular purchase.
Oh,
no, Mike.
And sorry I had me a morning. I had Ouch. Me a morning, and I will go into great detail with the morning
Boy.
That I had.
Coming up.
But I have never, ever experienced this in my life.
On the bonus hour.
And I want to say this as delicately as I can.
Okay.
I'll save the rest for the bonus hour.
PCB, baby.
Let me just say that the car almost backed out of the garage.
Oh, really? Dear. Okay.
But then when the car was ready to get out of the garage, it was too big to get out of the garage.
Oh, God.
Thank you very much.
It's almost as if they
Thank you for the oh, God.
It's almost as if God. They built the garage around the car.
It was very...
There was no way for that car to exit.
And suddenly...
Not without damaging the garage.
And suddenly having my fingers smashed in a car door, having major knee surgery, all the other stuff I've been going through, the pills, everything, nothing matters at all.
You didn't need a third thing.
Except this one thing, and I don't know how to tell her. I love my lady.
Huh?
Thank you so much. I swear to God, I think she's out of here on a skateboard when this
really?
Is all over.
Really?
Yeah, she didn't want to leave right now because it would look really bad.
The very fact that she's staying through this is a good sign.
Well, she
it
slept downstairs yesterday.
Oh.
Because I was so needy and pain in the ass.
Oh,
so it was,
she needed a rest.
She needed a rest, but she was there for me this morning.
You can spell
thank
needy.
God.
Spell it K-N-E-E-D-Y. He was very needy.
Just let's leave it at this.
Uh-huh.
She left for work.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then I guess, unbeknownst to me, she was doing a drugstore run.
Oh.
And when she came back from the drugstore,
right.
I was naked.
Oh, what? Well.
With my leg brace on the floor and I was on the verge of tears.
Oh.
That's the situation.
That is a sad picture.
But you know, we've all seen you like that.
I will save it all.
The trip alone.
I will save it all for the bonus, excuse me, the bonus hour. That was something.
Can I ask one brief follow-up?
Go right ahead.
And we can readdress this in the bonus hour.
Yes.
Were you on the verge of tears due to pain or due to the increased emotional state you're in because of the...
No, because the increased emotional state I got when I watched Regis, the real Regis show today.
Right.
And they ran the post-mortems of all the people that he'd interviewed that had gone to the happy hunting ground.
Yes.
And maybe, Buzz, maybe it's being our advanced age.
Part of it.
You watch that and you realize, Jesus,
yeah, we're next.
We are so close.
Yeah. Oh.
We are so close. And you watch this just one after the other after the other. Mm-hmm. And you realize how many people, hello, Oscar.
Hey.
Look who's here.
Now.
Hi, Oscar.
Don't mind me.
And you realize.
Look who's here.
Oscar, the
I've
only
been
reason,
listening.
The only reason we started early today is because I just got to get this thing
no,
done.
No, and I don't mind.
I got to blast these out and
Mike
get back to bed.
Mike told us he has about 130 minutes of talk in him, and we better go ahead and use it.
I lost you from the Ustream from the car to your front door.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask you when you were naked.
Yes.
Were you turgid?
No.
Oh.
Not even close.
That would have been a good look.
No, but if he had been, he wouldn't have been able to roll off the couch.
I've experienced...
kickstand.
I have experienced all the levels of pathetic. It was so I was so pathetic.
Oh,
I am so pathetic.
That is
you're not
pathetic.
And it's just, you know, God, I tell you, this was the big surprise. I've had this said to me before. I've had knee surgeries before.
Yes.
I've been warned that you take this little softener. You're supposed to do that.
Right.
I've ignored it before.
Drink lots of water.
It doesn't hurt.
Maybe the soda is not the best thing for
me to
drink.
No, it's just fluid is good. At the end, all Elvis would eat was popsicles.
Really? God. Horrible. Horrible.
You will look back on this soon and laugh. You'll get past this, look back and laugh.
But anyway, it's...
think we all will.
I'm laughing now.
I'll go into the detail because it really it was an exercise in agony that I've never
on today's bonus show.
On the program today. You know, it still just will not go away. You know, now they're saying McQueary was this guy that did not report it to the police.
Oh, Archie Andrews.
So is he lying or what? So we'll talk about that
a little
bit.
That's gotten thicker. Yeah.
Drugs. They're what's for dinner. God love them. We didn't get to our Thanksgiving plans yesterday, and the big week is coming up. I'm actually a little disappointed in my Thanksgiving plans.
Right.
A tribute to one of our listeners who wrote one of the funniest Facebook posts I've ever seen in a long time, and social network fallout. I want to start with that today.
Okay.
Because Buzz came in with that. I had no idea because I have not been hopping on the computer on a regular basis, but yesterday a major discussion of The Social Network. It was kind of the room against Rob where we were kind of piling on Rob about The Social Network because we're all big fans, and Rob dug his heels in, and then apparently you said, Buzz, there was some fallout.
Well, at first I want to say I don't think it was really piling on Rob. I mean, he took one position and was very firm with it, and we took another position. Everybody just, you know,
expressed, was on again yesterday too.
Expressed their opinions.
Actually, Mike, it was on 2 days ago. It was just still on. It's not the shortest movie I've ever seen.
And in this age of animosity and contentious political debate, I'm not surprised by much, but I was surprised at the ferocity of the emotion behind the debate online yesterday.
There was
about
a lot
this movie.
Of it. Yeah,
there were people beating up on us for beating up on Rob.
Well, I didn't get that. I didn't see that, so I want to hear some of that.
Well,
Trip
Affleck seemed to lead the charge.
Well, that's all he does.
And he was.
How about you do some work at work, Trip?
No, he's actually.
Does Trip leave his home and go to work?
I like Trip, and he's a very nice guy and a great supporter.
Does Trip have a computer attached to like his right testicle?
No, this is the thing. Trip could either be your best friend or your worst enemy.
Right, right, right. Exactly.
And
I've been on the receiving end of both good and bad from Trip.
Absolutely, but he has. There's this way about him, and you can be snarky online, but you can also be an a-hole.
Yeah.
And let me just say to Trip, though. Hi, Trip.
That's right.
Appreciate the little sound effects that you sent us. He's a huge fan of the show.
Yeah, and he's a huge a-hole at times as well.
Oh, he's a massive a-hole.
he can be mean. He can be a little mean.
Do you have evidence of this?
I don't have the posts in front of me, but I think Mark has them here.
All right, very
good. Is this the one about bad taste in movies?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
All right, so you go back to the beginning with how this started. Because I'm ready to defend this. I'm all doped up, and I'm ready to defend this.
You should also know that if you're out there and you want to write a soliloquy about why you don't agree with us and you agree with Rob, if you write anything to that effect in the first three sentences of your post, I'm deleting it and I'm not reading it.
No.
Well, and I should point out that yesterday with the discussion with Rob, Rob was digging his heels in, but I didn't think it was it wasn't
no,
one of
it's
our
not like I
it
left
wasn't
with
it wasn't one of our we've had many more catty, nasty.
It's not like I left with hurt feelings. I mean it's right. It's a movie we don't see eye to eye on.
But
we've
we
had
were,
them in the past and we'll have
cry.
Them.
It was spirited, but I didn't now
had
then
nothing
again,
to do with that.
I was all narcoed up, so I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, you're talking
what
about
happened.
Mark's wife.
Weird. Yeah. Hi, Melissa.
She enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Yeah, she did.
I won't say anything more.
So Tripp's post.
Won't you, Mike? Won't you?
After stop that, it. After that picture we posted at MikeOMaraShow.com, you don't have to say anything.
Thank
else.
You very much. That's right. So you go back to this fallout from the social network.
Yeah,
yesterday.
So I guess Tripp posted on Rob's wall. He wrote, Rob Spiewak shows the only taste in real cinema. Mm-hmm. Your fast and furious transforming Harry Potter fans are also the same people.
All right, let me stop it right there.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to pick apart an argument, first of all, I do not like Fast and Furious.
Neither do I.
I do not like Transformers.
Neither do I.
I do not. Oh, so he's picking up. They're picking on the young guy.
This is
they're
actually,
making it a youth movement.
Yeah.
But even Oscar doesn't. You
sorry,
don't follow. You don't.
Sorry, sorry, Mike and Michael J. Ellison, a.k.a. Buzz, are relevant. Sorry they are.
Yeah.
Because that's what's relevant. The Social Network.
I mean, so all right.
And so
continue.
Is RJ and so is
let's finish
Roddick
the
here.
Post.
So your Fast and Furious transforming Harry Potter fans are also the same people that drool over Jersey, crap of everything, and Real Housewives of Just Die Already. If you want to truly understand crap, ask Oscar what's on tonight.
Yeah.
Well, now Oscar is.
If I would have gotten that far, I would have enjoyed that.
Oscar makes no secret of the fact that he likes his crappy TV.
Yeah.
He loves the Transformers.
But we all like our crappy little stuff we have. But I'm not sure you can tie The Social Network into this. We were making an independent. The Social Network, I stand by that film. I think that film was.
I do too.
And I think that person is indicating that perhaps just because it's relevant. That they don't like it?
Maybe. Well, I mean, we did give Rob a lot of crap about his taste in movies.
Yeah, I think that's what it's about. I really do. I can't believe. First of all, I want to say two things. If everybody is entitled to an opinion, there's no
very
right.
True.
There's no right
here
or wrong us. Here.
Right.
This is a matter of taste. You like it. You don't like it. It doesn't matter. And secondly, it's just a movie. Settle way down.
All right. So
it's
continue. I want to read some of these. I want to hear this.
Well,
is,
that was the. Let me see what some of these additional.
Let me add
are.
This. That Tripp.
Yeah. Give me some of Tripp's.
As stuff. Much as I kill him, he's a really smart professional.
He is.
Okay.
And
he
I've
is.
Had long mm-hmm. conversations about certain things that marketing wise. So he really knows what. So Facebook and social media is really his wheelhouse.
Right.
And it's part of his business.
Yep.
So I'm almost torn by the fact that he doesn't like that movie because that's how he kind of makes his living.
Are you going to use your real computer or your play computer?
Well, my real computer is being used right now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yes.
To record the show.
RJ, do you want to get my real computer?
But
I
mean,
upstairs?
I can. This is fine.
Oh, you can do it?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Share.
But
share.
But I guess he.
His play school computer.
Tripp.
That's what I call. Now that I have an AirBook.
I know.
That's what I call the iPad.
Yeah. I was going to say,
computer.
That sort of diminishes the iPad. That's not exactly the marketing they were looking for.
No, I love my iPad.
I know
I really
you
do.
Do.
Now, Tripp immediately posted after his original post, and I've seen him talk about this lately on Facebook. He wrote, and Oscar untagged himself faster than a flying what is this?
Cicada?
Chinchilla.
Chinchilla.
Yeah.
A flying chinchilla.
Can I see it? Can I have your iPad, please?
And I think what he's saying is
even
that.
Even all doped up, I can read better than
it's not Mark. Right. It's Tripp.
There were also attacks. And by the way, you're not a Harry Potter fan, right?
I don't give an F about Harry Potter.
But right, Tripp writes, Tripp Affleck writes, Rob Spiewak shows the only taste in real cinema. Your Fast and Furious transforming Harry Potter fans are also the same people that drool over Jersey, crap of everything, Real Housewives of Just Die Already. If you want to truly understand crap, just ask Oscar what's on tonight.
That's
so that's a real. He's throwing the
that is that's an Oscar.
And now I'm mad that I finally heard it.
Right. Well, it's mean.
You said you liked it before.
It was a mean thing for him
who
to
cares?
Say.
Now, is there anything on the right that I skipped out of here or what?
If you just click on the comments little link right under
there's
his
a
post.
Lot of beating
under his initial.
There's
post,
a lot of beating up of Aaron Sorkin as well, and I love Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah, there's no need for that.
Yeah,
no, look at his record. That's
no,
a
you're right, Mark.
Record,
I'm going to give it to you because I don't know what a Chancia is.
I didn't know.
And sometimes no, it's not
spelled that way exactly.
Chancia. Sorry. I don't know what a Chancia. Then a flying Chancia. Then Craig Horrellman jumps in. I agree, but I did enjoy The Social Network. People enjoy Rex and NASCAR too. So I take it that Tripp doesn't like The Social Network.
It's just a movie.
All right. That's all it is. Sometimes not even that.
Hey.
All right. Hey, I'm only kidding, of course. That was just a chance.
You know where that left us
but
yesterday.
But Tripp does seem, Oscar, to have a gripe about you constantly untagging yourself when you're tagged.
Because he's not funny, and he's annoying.
He's being challenged.
Well, it's on now.
Yeah. He lays that on me. Yeah. I don't give a rat's ass. He can send all the little pastel-colored doofy sounds to the show he wants. He's going into the unfriend category as fast as I can.
But see, in that same breath, Triple
like a flying chance,
Triple gave me a compliment, and I'll leave that up on my wall. I think it's still up on my wall right now.
Sure.
Tripp writes about there is not enough depth or purpose in all of Facebook to watch that useless movie three effing times.
Why the venom?
The motivations of a useless.
I thought I didn't like it.
Well, I think I'm seeing what you guys have in common. You don't like the guy. The motivations of a useless, superficial prick are not validated just because he's rich. I didn't say that. I don't think anybody said that yesterday.
No, as a matter of fact, you said something quite to the contrary. I don't want to go against what I was saying yesterday, but you said one of the things that validates the movie is the way it paints the guy as a jerk, an anti-hero. We didn't say anti-hero yesterday, but
and at
that's
the very
the implication.
End, and I watched it again, which makes it four times, Tripp. Well, listen, you're trapped to your bed.
Do you think
Listen, what am I going to watch? I should really just make a list of the crap when I'm imprisoned at my constipation table, what I have to watch, the garbage that I have to watch.
And by
the
way,
God for Call of Duty,
if you want
Modern Warfare 3.
You know, that's an ironic name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think Tripp right now, because we've been, let's see, a good 15 minutes into Tripp Affleck, has the big Lubriderm bottle and a stack of tissues and some nipple clamps out because he's just going to continue hearing his name?
Linda Schwiggy, what a great name. Yeah. She writes, I feel as though I should have put brackets around my previous comment, kind of like these indicate whispering. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Don't over-explain, Schwiggy, okay? I don't like that on Facebook, all right?
More cooking, less posting.
All right, and then it goes on and on. No, nothing. Then it gets into The Social Network is a terrible, terrible movie about terrible people. All right, it's about terrible people. I'll give you that.
I agree.
But once again, where I left it with myself yesterday is I think I don't like it because the movie paints such an unpleasant situation.
Some people like
that. And I don't like that.
As I said yesterday, puppy dog tales.
Somebody sent us a LaserDisc copy of The Social Network. Yeah. Rob will be all right.
So Ernie writes, give me black and white over 90% of the popular stuff that's out there now. Okay, there's just a... That's just, okay, there's a lot of black and white crap out there, too.
Right.
Tripp dives back in. That's just it. When people relegate a film to the land of the passé just because it's black and white, they show just how little they understand about people or what makes a really great film.
Well, that's
there were
also
funny
true.
People 70 years ago. Mm-hmm. Any of the Thin Man films, okay, now you're going, see, this is
your
Who little,
the hell is
you know,
the
I thin don't man? Like the Thin Man. I don't like Buster
when's,
Keaton.
When's the last time you saw a Thin Man movie?
Probably less than 6 months ago.
Please to explain.
Yeah. It's about a husband and wife detective team.
William Powell is the thin man.
And Myrna Loy
is not.
Incredibly hot
he's
wife.
Not? No. Who's the thin man?
The thin man was actually had to do with the murder case in the first episode, but they kept it so that it had some sort of continuity.
Who was William Powell?
William Powell was just the detective.
But he was in The Thin Man.
Yeah, but he was not the thin man.
Well, William Powell was in that. So
that's right.
The guy with the little pencil mustache.
Exactly.
Right. All right, they don't do it for me. Buster Keaton films will stand up to any comedy today. I disagree. I like slapstick. Mm. I enjoy slapstick. I think Buster Keaton is brilliant as an individual performer. The overall product, not my cup of tea. Not because it's old and it has merit and they were trailblazers and all that, but I don't think you can compare the two. That you just can't stack them up next to each other.
Also, have to put comedy in context always.
Right,
it's
it's not black and white versus color. They're good and bad in both categories.
The Thin Man films or Buster Keaton films will stand up to any comedy today, as long as the person watching it doesn't need the joke to be foreshadowed 30 minutes before, telegraphed 30 seconds before, and explained 30 seconds later. Listen, I am the first one to say I agree that comedy is not what it used to be. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a crazy great comedy since Something About Mary. And that, to me, is way too much time to let pass.
My father's favorite film.
Yeah. Mine too.
Something About Mary made me unhinge my jaw. I've always said that a great comedy, modern day comedy, is a series of gags strung together, you know? Mm-hmm. But why can't we all just, enjoy
They're
what
just
we enjoy?
Some people like pumpkins, some don't, you know? And the other thing I want to say.
Oh, let me tell you about pumpkins.
I've been seeing a lot of criticism.
Pumpkins. Yes.
A lot of criticism of American Horror Story. And I think it's great that we live in an age where so many of us are media savvy. I think that's a good thing.
Right.
It's like an educated consumer is
true.
Your best
Very
customer.
True. I agree.
But at the same time, I think a lot of us have become overly critical. Everybody's got to complain about everything. And I'm just getting tired of hearing. I want to complain about all the people who are complaining about the entertainment.
And I think Facebook is a land of that. And I
just
dig.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, what I enjoyed, my moment on Facebook, and we'll take a break here and then come back. My moment on Facebook was a while back when I had just the best time I've ever had on that social networking website, watching a great World Series end and going back and forth with people.
That's a good use for it.
It was pure joy. You're absolutely right.
Great
it's more fun that way. But it's out there also for people to lay their opinions on.
Well, now we're all critics now, and we all have a forum. And that's maybe good or maybe not.
What's the final word on Trip?
The final word on Trip is Trip is
fabulous.
Is a bright, bright guy.
You
and
ass.
He's an official member. He's more your mob than anybody else.
No,
right?
I think really, I think he's more of a show guy.
Yeah,
really
he is.
Likes the show.
Great supporter of the show.
I like Trip, and Trip, you will not be unfriended by any of us.
No, right.
No.
Trip actually has better privileges than the average Facebooker because of his support for our show.
And Trip, he still gets a fruitcake this year.
If anybody else effed with me the way Trip does, they'd be blocked.
Yeah exactly.
Right, I've learned that personally.
Did I block you?
No.
We'll take a break. Come back with some hot holiday greetings and more fun and more thrills right after this. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. I want to say thanks to all the guys on the show this week for stepping up and being there for me, because I know it's been a weird week with me. I want to get to that in a second here. Let's open up the mailbag first, though, and our second segment is brought to you by, hold on, it's here somewhere. I've knocked now everything off. Is it Wait Not again?
Yeah, it's Thursday. Right. Thursday means Wait Not.
Yes. Wait Not is what we all do, and Wait Not is what we all dig, and I want to remind everybody, now to celebrate RJ's loss of over 100 pounds, and look at how he sprung to action right there.
Yeah.
Get $100
he moved so fast,
off.
I almost got vertigo.
I think the clock reset.
Oh, that's a shame.
We've got it over here.
All right, very good. Now to celebrate RJ's loss of over 100 pounds, get $100 off any Weight Not, Weight Not's three packages, 855-WEIGHT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or weightnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. Now let's open up the mailbag right now.
You know what I had to do?
What do you have to do?
This week for the first time in 10 years?
What?
I had to buy new underwear.
New underwear for Rob
Spear. I did, thanks to Weight Not. I've probably supplemented since then.
It's about damn time.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question, RJ, for my running time on the show, for Mark or for RJ. Can we,
let me see it. I think I can give you a countdown.
Can you give me a countdown?
Let me see the clock.
That would be good stuff.
And Oscar, do not tuck that label by my work. Driving me crazy
my
over there.
My question is, are we going to make it to Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah.
I am hoping we are able. We're catching up on birthdays from last week because we were behind last week. So I want to go into the mailbag really quickly and give these birthdays to everybody so we are caught up for next week.
Yes.
Here are the birthday greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Claire Cole turns 30 today. Her husband, Chris, says she buys all her crap through our Amazon page. And what are you doing, RJ?
He's resetting your timer to
Is it counting down now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's when it ends, we got to stop tape no matter where we are in the show.
Claire Cole turns 30 today. Her husband, Chris, says she buys all her crap through our Amazon page and peed a little the first time she heard Internet Radio Tommy.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's funny.
How about you can make her do it again?
Craig Hayward wants a Friday birthday greeting from Rob because they're so much alike. Smart at both ends.
What does that even mean?
I don't know either.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't
mean?
Know, but Craig, happy birthday from me to your ass.
Smart in the head and a smart ass.
Smart ass.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Buzz just saw that.
Since we're being critics, it doesn't make sense.
I got that from a black and white movie.
Must be a thin mint joke.
Thin man.
Thin mint.
Myrna Loy is the thin mint.
Joe Bass turns 22 on Sunday the 20th. His fiance, Sammy, says this greeting will make him ecstatic. So,
hey, you know what's great? When they marry, she's going to be Sammy Bass.
And incidentally, don't people still say ecstatic? Yeah. Have you heard people say
a
that?
A lot of people do.
I hate that.
Ecstatic.
Ecstatic.
Ecstatic. I'm ecstatic.
Ecstatic. It's ecstatic.
Ecstatic. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
ecstatic.
Exactly.
Joe Ungerleiter, a German Jew, is in Munich with his family.
What, trying to figure out what he believes in?
As he turns 30 on Sunday. I think it's Ungerleiter. On Sunday, he turns 30, cool. And he's a longtime listener.
Ungerleiter is an old phrase. It means I can get my schnitzel wholesale.
Kevin Corti turns 20 on the 21st. That's Monday. He and his dad have been listening together since the very first TMOS podcast and find it frickin' hilarious.
Language.
And now, birthday. Ladies and gentlemen, can I have a fanfare, Mr. Ron?
Sure.
Wake up, Mark. Wake up. Come on. Get with
How's
it.
That?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's not the fanfare,
I know.
But that's all right. Our letter of the week.
Letter of the week.
Good. This comes from Scott Noel. Hello, Buzz, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Mark, and RJ. Dear guys, I've been noticing that Rob and Mark have been staying up really, really late lately.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I have been a fan for 15-plus years.
He's right.
I was getting gas at a local gas station, and the guy on the other side of the pump was filling up and had his door opening, open, listening to your podcast. Huh. We struck up a conversation and compared notes for a few minutes. We finished filling up, and I said, take it easy. He jumped in his van and said, S-A-D, and pulled out.
That's awesome.
I was still laughing 5 minutes later. Great show. Haven't missed one yet. Keep up the great work. That is that's
cool.
Awesome. All right, let's moving right along here. Let's
do
get
we have
a,
to sing?
Sing?
We really should for the birthday.
Yes. Ah, we might as well. Yes, I'm all hydroconed up, so I.
Yeah, it's okay.
Happy birthday.
Mark and Rob up late.
To you,
Sammy.
Bye. Bye. All right. Sorry. All right, about
now
that.
Back to the show.
Back to the show. Already
only show
in progress.
With a copay.
Thank you very much. Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We were supposed to talk about this
Turkey
yesterday.
Good holiday.
I'm a little bummed.
Why?
What happened?
It ain't going to be a big deal in the O'Mara household.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody's coming.
Nobody?
Yeah. Nobody's coming. No, it's going to be me and Carla and Carla's mom. And I think maybe Carla's niece and nephew, and that's going to be about it. We got a lot of...
Well, that's,
and yes? Yeah. Well,
a nice
he's out of town.
Is he?
Yeah, you're out of town, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Yeah. I'm going to see the children's grandmother in Tuscaloosa.
He pauses at the wrong time. Always take me. Take it.
Always
me. Take it from me.
RJ, you can come to my house if you want, but don't pause at the wrong time.
We'll edit out that pause.
I'm going to take the trip for the kids. Grandmother thing.
Yes, so, we're planning on celebrating Thang.
With all the knee stuff.
Skiving. We're going to eat turkey and dread. Sing cranberry song.
Yes. How you doing, RJ? RJ, you having a tough day today?
Oh, it's just fun, Mike.
Why don't you ever tell him to F off like you tell me to F off? He's the one making fun of you.
Well, I know. That's all right.
I really was, but I was asking legitimately if everything's okay.
He's got a lovely shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks nice and slim.
And then wearing it on the outside.
I realize what I'm doing. I'm making a terrible judgment error here. I'm focusing
the show.
Oh,
make no mistake, America. This is the pills. Absolutely.
I'm focusing around. It does nothing but ruin a radio show.
This is like when Elvis would do a karate demonstration in the middle of a concert.
Exactly.
It's a bad decision.
It doesn't work. So the thing, my situation is that I'm just, it's not going to be a big deal. I got the knee surgery. Probably not going to be all that helpful in the kitchen.
Five people is strong, though.
It's
intimate. It's warm. You'll have a very nice time.
Now, here's where it becomes a problem.
Yes.
Is it going to be downgraded from a small turkey to a turkey breast?
I will never do that.
No.
Okay, good.
I would never do that. And you know what? Ina Garten, the barefoot Contessa, can lick my you-know-what.
And you know what? She would.
Because she is the laziest of all the cooking people. She is a brilliant chef, and she's somebody that I watch for pointers, and I value her advice, but she is
so... She give you
so
a pointer, does she?
Effing. You will go to the Food Network, and I TiVo Ina, the barefoot contestant,
because
I like her food tips, and you will go back, and you will see shows that they are putting on the Food Network now from 2003.
Oh, yeah.
And it's because fat, lazy Ina doesn't do new shows at her little Long Island mansion.
They're all guilty of that.
Oh,
They go back to 2000 on Good Eats.
They totally suck.
They do.
And so Ina, the other day, easy Thanksgiving, she cooks a turkey breast.
Not fair.
Oh, that is crapola. Now, one of the things they're doing on the Food Network this Sunday, and I'm kind of into it, they're going to have an actual live broadcast interest of doing it. I don't know why I'm promoting it. Like I've
it,
got like
because it's
time.
Exciting. It looks interesting.
I looked at Carrie last night. I said, "This is going to be live, and Alton's going to be on it." And she just shook her head and walked out the room.
I'm hoping for a cut finger.
Well, and or maybe worse because I understand Alton's not very popular with the other chefs.
No, I think
on
he's hated
network.
By
so
everyone.
If he's the ringmaster in a live show surrounded by chefs who hate him, this is great entertainment potential.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. And I think the Food Network, more than a lot of these other networks, incredibly over-edited. I think they do a tremendous amount in post-production.
Have you ever watched $10 Meals?
Oh yeah, with Rachel Ray.
No, no, that's 10 minute
30,
meals.
30 minute
30
meals.
Minute, yeah. This is a woman who wears a big, horrible, flouncy dress.
Okay.
She can cook an entire meal for under $10.
Mm-hmm.
There, I was watching the editing on this show yesterday.
Right.
There were so many cuts. This woman must screw up. Always.
Everything.
Well,
they have insert shots of her grabbing an onion because she can't even walk across the kitchen grab an onion.
I watched some behind the scenes stuff where they say they actually they will tape an entire second show to do the cutaways.
Oh, wow.
Seriously?
That's how much post-production. So
I believe it.
The potential is there. So mine is going to be kind of I'm not sure how many people, whether we're going to get any orphans or not, but we'll see what happens.
Five is strong,
I think this Thanksgiving.
Five is a good size.
I would like to refer to as the lost Thanksgiving. That it kind of got away from me. What do you got planned, Mr. Spiewak?
For the first time in, I think, about 12 years, I am not cooking a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to my uncle's house because we've always kind of scaled back, and we'll do like 12 or 15 at my house.
Now, will that drive you nuts a little bit?
A little bit.
Will that drive
Me
you
too.
Just the fact that you are not in the driver's seat?
You're
that'll
not the bell of the ball.
Well, there's still a lot of the weight will fall to my shoulders because so
He's
far I've been-
He's always the bell of the ball.
When you see the outfit I'm wearing.
You're wearing the Lucy dress, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and I will be, amazingly, in black and white. I've already been assigned, in addition to what I had already done, the mashed potatoes and the creamed onions, and I'm- Creamed onions I make just for myself.
Now, creamed onions, you and my mom, God lover, you guys, I am not a creamed onion guy.
It's a Spiewak family thing.
Mr. Ronick, what sound effect? How about number two?
Eyeball
two.
In the fart category. I can't wait to get back to my replay.
Oh, well, you did that. I gotcha.
Creamed onions don't do it for me.
Eyeball soup.
It's an old family thing on the Spiewak family, and with some cayenne pepper in there, it's just wonderful.
Ooh, cayenne pepper sounds nice.
So you have the butter and the cayenne balancing each other.
Really?
It's really good.
Nice. Creamed onions.
So I'll do creamed onions, and I've got to mash about 25 pounds of potatoes.
Right.
But then once I get to my Uncle George's house, and I think we're looking now at 46 to 48 people for
Jesus.
Dinner.
Yeah. Oh, I love, yeah, big groups.
Oh, it's going to be great. Idea. And I love, right. I really do love my family. But I have already been relegated to carve all the birds.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's going to be either two or three turkeys and two hams.
Now, do you have any secrets to your mashed potatoes when you're making your Thanksgiving Day mashed potatoes?
Yeah, half and half.
He spits at them.
Half and half. And also, it's almost impossible to put too much black pepper in.
Really?
Yeah, I agree.
You put a little too much black pepper in it because you're going to put gravy and it's going to be almost like a condiment on the
side.
How
about butter? How about the butter?
Lots
How about
of butter?
The creamery? Ooh, butter.
I would say, gosh, for 25 pounds.
About a quart.
I'll probably use a pound and a half.
Don't forget the Crown Royal.
Seriously.
Wow.
Yeah.
Will you be drinking while you're doing this?
As much as I can.
So you will bring. Will you bring your own Crown Royal to the Thanksgiving
festivities? You know what? Crown is not good for a long day of eating affair.
What are you going to be drinking?
Because I'll probably do beer.
Beer, okay.
But I'll bring some good beer. I'll bring some Beck's there, yeah.
All right, very good.
And I have to make...
And how late did you stay up last night?
Not late at all.
All right, I'm just curious. I'm just curious.
11.
You know.
I will also have to make the gravy, because no one in my family knows how to make gravy.
Oh, I think you're getting sick.
Why do you do this to me?
I think you're getting sick.
No, you know what? You've had a bad day. Don't put it on me.
I feel this is the best I've felt all day.
Yeah, because you're able to transfer it on to me. I've never felt better.
You don't seem like you're... You don't seem... It might be me.
Yeah.
What?
That's why you're feeling
That's
so good.
Good.
You know what? You're going to pull a Frank Sinatra later on. You'll be crawling on your hands and knees to pick up the pills you threw. Yeah. You like to throw them, but you don't like to not have them.
All right. No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Good night, everybody.
All right. I'm willing to accept that it is me. That it is
No.
I'm transferring because I the same way that I felt yesterday when I read the reviews of the show, which really were stellar. People were saying that they really loved the show.
No.
And
yesterday was our Citizen Kane.
I came away from the show yesterday, and really at the end, maybe it's because of the new position of where I am in the studio, felt like you were all staring at me.
You
I
said
you
that.
Did.
You mentioned that.
Yeah, but you and mentioned that before you were on the pills, though.
Do you think that's the do you think that's the hydrocodone?
No, it's the fact that we see your crotch right in front of us every day.
It's part
no,
of it. And you. With your elevated foot, it kind of, you know, accentuates the crotch.
Impressive.
But yeah, this is set up kind of like you're kind of like Henry Fonda and we're the 12 yeah. Angry Men.
But Rob,
we're all staring at you.
But Rob, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
I'm kidding. I just,
do you like I think defensive. It actually as the ringmaster.
Yes.
As our leader,
yes.
That's a great position for you to be in.
I don't
I
mind
agree.
This. Yes. I don't mind this at all, but you know, the idea of getting back to where, you know, the show started
yes,
and
yes.
where I'm at.
Right.
I'm looking forward to getting things back to normalcy. Yeah. I truly am. So what do you have planned for Thanksgiving, Mr. Santana?
I've got my sister and my sister-in-law and my brother coming down from Boston, which is nice.
What if someone gets sick in Boston? Will they be okay with two doctors
they,
missing?
They will.
And how are you feeling?
I'm getting sick. My sister.
See, Mike, you mentally missed it by 2 feet.
Well, he's just come off an airplane, so that's a very distinct possibility.
My sister and my brother-in-law and all the kids are coming in from Pittsburgh. Uh-huh. And for the first time, I don't think I have to drive anywhere except for Olney, Maryland, which is 40 miles from where I live in Washington, D.C., so it's going to be easy peasy.
Good for
it's
you.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
So you will not
easy
be doing...
Easy peasy Japanese.
Do you do any kind of cooking at all? Do you prepare anything at all?
I'll
you
just don't get hammered anything. The whole time. And then, my sister will judge me, and then my brother will tell me, settle down. And then my brother-in-law, who likes to drink but never wants to admit it, will drink with me in secret as he'll walk by and be like, oh, can I get some of that? Like, and then he'll get hammered, and then my sister will judge him because he's drinking with me. But the most important...
But you're coming off a very positive family experience.
Yes,
this is true.
With the bachelor party where your brother surprised you.
Yeah, because he was raging. But you know, my brother also does. He doesn't do it around his wife.
So now you're going to put... So you might even have a more bitter backlash because you had such a great time with him.
Yes.
And now things are going to go back to normal where you think maybe there might... But you're smart
enough
to know
also,
that.
But think about this.
You're the
my
influence.
Brother and my sister-in-law just bought a beautiful home in downtown Boston. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And I'm talking the view of the city.
Right.
Walk wherever you want.
Like a brownstone or something like that?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, my sister's got one of those,
beautiful.
Too.
You had a brownstone this morning, didn't you?
I sure as hell did.
What's great about that is that I'm moving into my new place this weekend.
Right.
And
but it's really not a new place. It's just above your old place.
Refurbished.
How about this? Yeah, I got a refurbished condo is what happened. And exactly. You're absolutely right when you say that.
Is it really refurbished?
Yes.
Does it look really nice?
I sent it away in the mail, and in 4 weeks, it came back.
New buttons.
Modernized.
It's modernized, but you still hate it. But regardless, it's good for me.
I agree.
I ordered all the furniture because I wanted to show off my new place for my brother and sister.
Yes.
And it's coming, and it'll all be in place.
So that's good.
Yeah, but then my brother buys this cartoon size house in Boston, so when they walk into my shack, they'll be like, oh, that's nice. One bedroom, one bathroom. We're out.
You're going to do fine.
Yeah.
You're going to do fine. Sounds like
show
you're going to
have
a
happy Thanksgiving. Show them the iTunes listings.
Doesn't matter.
About how you're the Prince of
France. I think it'll care.
On to Buzz
that.
Burbank, a very hippie Thanksgiving. What are you going to be doing? Yeah, you normally collect orphans, right?
It's how it used to be, but now, in later years, we have become the orphans. And so I've lost control of cooking the turkey and the making the gravy and the Thanksgiving things that I like to do.
Right.
We've been invited, a former neighbor of ours, who now lives way out west in the woods somewhere.
Out west, they'd say.
You may not see me after Thanksgiving because... She's going to meet us somewhere because apparently the back roads are difficult to navigate, and so I may never be seen or heard from again. Mm. After
that actually happened last year, if you recall.
Are they?
He almost died.
Are they rural? Are they? Oh God.
Yeah, very, very rural.
True.
Yeah, too out soon? West, out toward the mountains.
Very cool.
Watch for the reality show about his Thanksgiving, the Buzz Witch Project.
Now, are they just hermit-like, or are they farm-type people?
They just like living out in the country, like living away from the city.
So just away from people.
Right,
so
yeah.
Kind of quirky
in the woods.
They're nude plantations.
That's right.
Who's all going to be there, though? Just a couple and you two?
It'll be our former neighbor and a couple friends of hers and their child. No, there'll be a young person there.
Well, that's good for you.
And a neighbor of theirs, I think.
Any horseplay?
With any luck at all, there will be.
How young is this young
dog
person?
Dog drinks water.
A lot of
yeah,
wine.
I know.
A lot of wine.
I don't know where
right
everything
one, right
is,
one,
Mike.
Right one.
I'll get to it.
There'll be some of this.
I can't find it.
All right.
Yeah, confident.
Yes.
How about you, Mr. Ronick? What are you going
to
be doing?
He's going to look for his turkey, declare he can't find it, and then all of a sudden produce
find it.
It.
Yes. we have our family come in from New York, my mom's side of the family, her sister, and I have cousins.
Really?
And
you
all
have
that
people
kind of
in New York?
Yeah. Is that a surprise? Jesus. But, Mike, I think last year we had the Burbanks over
right.
for Christmas.
Right.
I think that
Christmas
you guys should come to our house for Thanksgiving.
That's very sweet.
Oh, that's sweet of you. I appreciate that.
You would
that,
enjoy it.
That's a nice
it's a good
idea.
Group.
You know, I would. And you know what? If I wasn't sitting there with this beast on my leg, I would be there.
That's
I swear to God. This would be a year. This I mean, really. And it's rare for me. But if I was not hobbled, I
yeah,
swear
buddy.
To God, hey, hobble. This would be a year where I would love to bail.
I could change everything in a heartbeat for you.
Having a lozenge?
I lose my voice.
Uh-huh.
Is your hot cousin going to be there, Mark?
No, but my aunt is very attractive. He
really?
Would probably enjoy it. Her.
Will Uncle Peter be there?
No.
Oh, so there will be leftovers.
All right, here's what I... Based on my Thanksgiving, thank you for the invite.
Yeah.
We have already you know made our limited
okay.
plans, but I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. What I do, I love to get communication from you guys mm-hmm. on the holiday.
Okay.
You know, text and just tell me, okay. especially if something's going particularly wrong.
Okay,
yes. You know, love to hear from you, and we hope that you listening to this show have a fabulous Thanksgiving.
Oh, and one other thing about
yes.
Thanksgiving, and I didn't mean to.
Oh, and I might be joining in on this one.
Didn't want to spring this on you on the air, but I had a good idea today. Can
okay.
we do a on air or online viewing party for the Macy's parade?
Oh, sure.
I'd love
yeah.
to watch the
yeah.
parade with the listeners.
And really, because I am so technically unsavvy,
right.
that this is going to be one where I really would love to join in because I think it would
too.
Be a lot
oh, yeah,
of fun.
Oh, yeah, and with your new computer, all you got to do is click a link
button,
and
yeah.
sit by the TV.
I think that'd be a lot
yeah.
of fun.
And you know what? I used to watch it on the phone with my dad,
right.
and it's a great event to make fun of. It's almost as good as the telethon in that respect.
So count on it.
So we can do that?
Yeah, sure.
We're
awesome.
Going to be doing a live blog when we do the Macy's Thanksgiving.
And I believe it's 10 a.m. on Thanksgiving.
I'll double check, but I believe
yeah,
that's right.
On NBC. 9 or 10.
And,
on
NBC, yeah. and the fact that we're all joining in whenever we want to mm-hmm. bail and step out, we can do
or
that.
Not show up.
So that should be a lot of fun. We will take a break. Oh, wait. There's one thing I wanted to get in
What's
here.
What's that?
A tribute to our good friend Alethea.
Oh.
Alethea, who wrote on her Facebook post yesterday, "I'm pretty good in bed." Now, Alethea, I wanted to give you a little shout-out.
Well, that's nice, but you misread it. She said, "I'm a pretty good bed." I think she was referring to either her baby or a pet sleeping on her.
No, she said, "I'm pretty good in bed," I thought.
I thought she said, "I'm a pretty good bed."
Well, either way, it's a great idea.
Do you know
Hold on.
Rob Spiewak.
We
got to
get
this cleared
absolutely.
Up. Yeah, we got to get, because if I'm wrong about that.
All I know is I still have a lovely nude of her hanging in my house.
I thought she said, "I'm pretty good in bed."
You should bring that to Thanksgiving.
I think I will.
What's it say?
I'm pulling it up right now.
I guess you are, but what about the post?
Do you still want me to bring in my nude that I have in my... I stared at it a little bit when I saw my parents'
Yeah, bring
house.
The mom. Bring mom's nude in
okay.
for next week.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Mike, the post is, "I am a pretty good bed."
Oh, I guess it was wishful thinking.
Yeah,
on my part.
That's why I looked twice.
But the following post is from Rob. It says, "Hey, kiddo, how tricks?"
No, how's tricks?
No, you wrote how tricks.
Oh, well, I meant how's tricks. It's hard to type with one hand, Marty.
We will take a break and come back with Rob's Magic Audio Ball right after this, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob's Magic Audio Vault Yay. Is brought to you by
Encore
Insurance Services LLC. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you.
Encore.
We'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore
Insurance Services. Thank you very much. And now let's open up the Audio Vault for Thursday, November 17, 2011.
All right. Do you prefer today...
Take it away, Rob.
...a taste of music or a taste of sound?
What?
Ooh.
I have two lists, and I want to know if you want to hear music or sound.
Sound.
Sounds. Yes. Let's do sound.
I like sound.
Guess what just kicked in?
This
sound.
It's about the same time as yesterday.
Sound.
Huh? This is from a website entitled Mental Floss.
Uh-huh.
These are the top seven sounds that
now
kids...
Now it's time for Rob's B-Wag Sounds.
Magic Audio Vault, Mike.
It's time for Rob's Magic
Stay
Audio
Stay ahead of the pain, Mike.
The loopy alarm.
Magic sound.
Way ahead of the pain.
But try to stay on the track.
Like by 2 days.
Sounds.
Seven sounds that kids today will never hear.
Good heavens, you're beautiful.
Science.
Science.
This is fascinating. You'll enjoy this, Mike.
All right, what?
Seven sounds.
I know I'll enjoy it. You don't have to tell me what I'll enjoy.
Yeah, don't tell me what to do.
Shakespeare.
Too many.
Seven sounds that kids today will never hear.
God, coming my in balls at, itch.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And yesterday you were talking about Mark's wife. Mm-hmm. You really just, if it's in your mouth.
Thank you.
It's on the air.
Let's take a picture.
No, don't. Let's do that.
Let's take a picture.
At number seven, kids today will never hear a regular old-fashioned film projector.
They don't
put these in classrooms anymore. They don't get the 16 millimeter sound of a film projector. Yeah. And of course, then you could also get when it would.
Today's movie, children, is we're going to show The Social Network.
You know, I just had an idea. Remember that when the film projector came on, you'd get sleepy and put your head down?
Yeah, and also, do you remember the lady for the color test at the beginning that would wink? And
do
also,
you remember when it would be wheeled into the classroom, your feeling of total euphoria?
We all had that.
And do you remember when it would miss thread and it would sound like this? Okay, at number six, kids today, and this will get Mark all excited, will never hear a manual cash register. Just the opening of the bell with the cash register.
Kids in 1930 wouldn't hear it.
No, you know what? They would still occasionally hear it.
Boy, it scares me to hear that. You know, because I was probably one of the last kids to work a cash register. Not manual, necessarily. It was electronic, but you still had to make your own change. It wasn't like the stuff they have today.
It still made that sound.
And that's when Dick Katz called me in and said, generally, things haven't worked out.
Oh, from Katz Hardware.
Yeah, because I couldn't make change.
I heard that a lot at radio stations.
I've heard that a lot at radio stations recently.
Yeah.
We can't make change now.
I would sit there and I would walk in and I would have trouble making change. But I think what really did me in was when I put the crates of paint, the cases.
I thought that had something to do with paint.
And the cases were 4 gallons. Uh-huh. They came four gallons to a case. And I put the
my Mercedes.
My Mercedes. I put it.
Why is Oscar awake during the audio vault?
I put it on its end, and I didn't put it flat.
Right.
And it was one of the deals where I looked at it and went, no. And every single gallon,
every one popped open and
got paint everywhere. And then he said, generally, things haven't worked
out. You know, 4 gallons doesn't seem like a lot, say, if you're buying gasoline. But if it's paint on the floor, it's a lot of paint.
And the only time my daddy ever defended me.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
He didn't like the way Dick fired me, and I'll never forget
that. Well, that and Chad Ram.
Chad Ram. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, defended me to another adult.
Oh, okay.
I see.
You know, because that's back in the days where parents were aligned with teachers.
Yeah, you're
you know?
You're the jerk. You lost the job. Yeah.
My dad slugged a guy once.
Did he really?
Yeah, in my defense.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like it when dads do that.
my father mostly returns my phone calls.
My father was away.
Speaking of cash registers, one of my favorite things, I still have the cash register that my grandfather had at his furniture store, and it is old.
Shocking.
It has the... It's fun, isn't it?
Where do you hoard all your ass?
I have it on
my
safe.
You are like... You're going to be... You know, I kind of hope Carrie stays with you, because if she
doesn't... Why would you wish that on me?
Because you're going to be one of these guys they're going to pull out of, like, you're going to have an adult diaper on, and you're going to be going to the potty in your kitchen.
And it's
going to
be a diaper from 1952.
You know, Mike, but why do you want to always look 5 years ahead? That's what I want to know. At number five, you know what you never hear anymore? And I remember this,
what
too.
Else?
A TV station signing off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't hear that anymore.
The flag.
And how many times how many times you get woken up by the sound of that static that comes blaring out of your TV?
And the test pattern. Don't forget the test pattern.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Yeah, with the Indian. Mm-hmm. At number four. Oh, and this is also related.
I'll show you.
What, the Indian? Yeah. Oh, God, they
the
don't
Indian
know.
Test pattern.
They really don't know, do they?
I don't know.
Indian.
What's that?
The Indian in the middle of
remember
the test
Remember the Indian
pattern.
Had test pattern on television?
I remember the test pattern. I don't remember what was
in
it.
I'll find it for you.
That's the difference between, like, normal kids and nerd kids.
There's an Indian right in the middle of the test pattern.
It's the difference between people that are on Vicodin and people that aren't.
I'm on it all the time.
Why must you call it Vicodin when it's hydrocodone?
At number four, kids never hear this sound anymore, the changing of a channel on an old TV set.
And not busting your balls, but sounds I don't miss.
Right. No, I miss.
Because this to me is the advent of technology.
I don't miss it either. I don't miss it either. But I tell you what I do miss, don't miss also, is don't turn it so fast you'll strip it.
Yeah.
Especially on the UHF when it because the top was chunk, 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 but on the bottom it was
we were also our parents' remote controls.
Right.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Go
right.
So put on channel 4.
Yeah, like, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my dad was, I guess you'd call him a videophile. He loved when we finally, last ones on our block to get a color TV set, he really loved monkeying with it, you know, and that's mm-hmm. what he said. He would adjust the
tint of the yeah. contrast.
Oh, where's the Indian? On top?
Up top. Yeah. Up top.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
There's another version with a bigger Indian head in the middle. But
oh,
yeah,
God, the battles. When I think really watching sports, Channel 22 out of Springfield, Massachusetts used to cover the Boston Red Sox, mm-hmm. and we didn't get them. Only once in a while would we get Hartford, my hometown, to cover a Red Sox
yes.
game. So I would sit there with tinfoil
yeah.
trying to bring the game in. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You would see it snowing.
Oh, it would be horrible.
Right, yes.
And then that one day, you would have that special day where you would get the picture
yep.
coming in.
And you know what I'd forgotten about until not long ago? I forget what brought it up to me. The thing that would make your aerial spin on the roof, like the wired
rotor.
Remote.
Rotor.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
Antenna rotor. Yeah.
And
I'd
be like,
go back.
Yeah.
I had that same problem, but I did it in a different fashion. Do you remember Spice?
Yeah,
absolutely, sure.
You could get scrambled spice, and once in a while, as you were trying to beat off,
I think that's all right.
You'd catch like a nipple, and you just go to town on yourself.
You know what I think?
Oh, my God.
I think actually, I think he might be confused. What he's talking about is Super TV.
What was that?
What was that?
It sounded like TV sign-off.
What did you do?
The test pattern. Oh,
RJ's playing
providing some sounds.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching the Mike O'Mara Show on our sub channel, RJ is doing his own audio vault.
What did you just get to? Did you just get so bored with the show that you were doing your own thing?
No.
You don't get away with that. Why were you playing with that over there?
Because I was looking for the image that Buzz showed to put up on the page.
Sometimes we play it. We put up pictures on Ustream while we're talking about it.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good.
I was looking for the image that. Us was sure owing
so
of the
I
test pass.
I would do that with Spice.
Turn.
I would do that with Spice. As
I would do
kid.
It with Super TV.
Yeah, I think what he's thinking of is Channel 54. Wasn't it Channel 54?
It might have been.
And it was the late night adult films on Super TV.
Yes.
Super TV.
You got a special antenna.
Oh, man, Super TV rocked, and you could really see it. It was like.
Yeah, what it looked like? It looked like watching porn.
Hey, we gotta hustle. We only have 4 minutes left on the show.
Okay, well let me finish up. Not the best. I don't miss this at all. The sound of a manual. You remember when you had to put a flash cube in a camera?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And you'd have to rewind. And when you did it.
Yep.
Don't miss that at all. Mm-hmm. Number 9. I'm sorry. At number 2, I do miss this sound because I got rid of them eventually. I used to have quite a few manual typewriters. I miss this. I love the bell on a typewriter.
I kind of miss this, too.
I'm surprised that you even had a manual. I'm surprised you didn't have at least an electric typewriter.
Well, I started
both.
With manuals, and then I got an electric, and then I got a computer.
Right.
But I miss manual typewriters. There's something so cool about a manual typewriter.
If you're mad, you know, you're typing something, you're angry, you can really put your force
into
it. It's a lot of fun.
And you know what? The bell. I love a bell on a typewriter. And number 1, Mental Floss sounds that our kids will never hear. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, you listen to us doing a phone bit on this show.
Yes.
A rotary phone.
Remember when you used to mess up on those things? You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. There's one stand-up comic that says that if someone was a good friend of yours, they'd have to be a really good friend if they had 9s and 0s in their phone number. Because it took so much longer to do.
For the dial to ride
I
back
had the
around.
Rotary of my parents. It was crazy.
Now, do you have a funny, or is that,
yeah,
is that the
close,
last
we
one?
We can close with a funny.
All right, close with a funny because we're running out of time here.
We give this again to Conan. Conan's take, you know, they dropped the lawsuit against Justin Bieber and the paternity.
Yes.
And here's Conan's take on that.
It's in the news today, Justin Bieber's in the clear. Did you hear this? This is a big story, yeah. Yeah, the woman who claimed that Justin Bieber was the father of her baby has dropped her paternity suit. Yeah. In other words, Justin had to find out where babies come from for nothing.
That's it. That's the audio
That's
vault.
Your magic audio vault.
We will take a break. Come back with Buzz and the news right after this, ladies and gentlemen.
Here she comes.
Never heard this.
Del Shannon. A good charter, a top 10 hit, I think. Little Town Flirt.
Little Town Flirt. It is time for the news with Buzz Burbank.
I love his True Oldies channel.
die. I'm Del Shannon. I'm dead.
Yeah. That was the second to last dead format. All right. Let's get Buzz on with the news here now.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by MC Ginsburg. MC Ginsburg, of course, is jewelry of all kinds, or it's any work of art that you create. This year, if you really want to blow them away, give a truly unique gift to that special someone. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination. If you need an object or dream object that doesn't exist anywhere else, turn to MC Ginsburg, mcginsburg.com, or click their ad on our website.
You know what he's making for Mike?
What?
Sterling silver pill bottle.
Yay! I corrected Douglas the other day.
How?
Douglas said, you know, because Carla was being so nice, and I put it on her Facebook page, she's been so helpful, and I want to say thank you, and I'm driving her crazy. He said, well, she needs a bobble, B-O-B-B-L-E. Isn't it B-A-U-B-L-E?
Yes,
it
as is. In baubles, bangles,
so
and
So how about me correcting the jeweler?
Very nice. Yeah.
I was very proud of that, even in my druggedy state.
the nation's two biggest toys.
Do you need help with your glasses?
I'm all right.
Don't put your eye out with
I'm
that.
Okay, I've got them here.
The nation's two biggest toy sellers are now fighting over who will open their doors first on Thanksgiving Day.
Is one of them AdamandEve.com?
No, they're open 24/7.
The
Rob.
Nation's biggest toy seller.
Not to be outdone by the Walmart 10 p.m. opening, Toys R Us now says it will kick off Black Friday's sales at 9 p.m.
Boo!
God. There's a growing online movement, by the way, to boycott the stores that open their doors at any hour on Thanksgiving.
I would have prayed for an online movement today.
Yeah, growing.
Any movement at all would have been good.
Sure.
Topping the list of toys you shouldn't buy your kids this season, the Monster High dolls from Mattel.
Oh, Maya's favorite.
A teacher's group says the dolls have dangerously thin bodies that encourage eating disorders and, moreover, wear skimpy clothing that exposes young children to sexual themes too early in life.
Yeah, Mike.
Hey, what? Well, time to stop the
time
show.
Time to stop
That's
the show.
It.
Sorry,
thank
Buzz.
You. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Time carefully. It's all the time we... but by gosh,
kidding, of course.
But by gosh, we heard what a flash cube sounded like.
Right, very good.
Oh, well, then.
He might have you there, Spiewak. All right, go ahead, Buzz.
I like kid because I love.
Okay. Get ready to dazzle us.
Oh, let's see. Teachers also don't like the I am T-Pain microphone.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hold on.
Stay
let me get a pen and paper. I want to get these toys written down.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for an outstanding audio vault tomorrow. All right?
All right.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because he owes us.
Oh, dear.
All right. Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I feel much better now.
Pretty glad I came in today.
I love you. You know I love you. You're the greatest.
Getting
That's
warm
right.
in here, isn't it?
Hope nothing happens when we move that ottoman. Whoops!
But you are in that chair. The teachers also don't like the I Am T-Pain microphone by ProTunes. They say its auto-tune feature inhibits imaginative play and makes it too easy for kids to meet online predators.
Speaking of imaginative play, AdamandEve.com.
That's right. Now,
the world's greatest toy seller, where a kid can be a kid. No.
So I had no idea the I Am T-Pain microphone apparently makes it too easy for predators to get hooked up with
if
kids.
If they get online. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
You keep them offline.
I remember when Elizabeth right. was little and she was on that website Club Penguin.
Yeah.
And they said predators could even get through to Club
yes.
Penguin. Jesus.
Yeah.
I swear to God, you know what? It's time we started taking them out in the backyard and just pulling the trigger.
A man.
You mean the predators, not the children.
Not the children.
No.
Thank you, Rob.
A man in Hudson, Massachusetts, has come forward to talk about a priest who sexually abused him and other boys back when he was 10 years old. He didn't speak up. This man didn't speak up about it back then or even when the Catholic scandal broke. But he is talking about it now for two reasons. One, he now has a 10-year-old boy as a son. And then there's the Penn State scandal. This man, at now 48 years old, has called an attorney. The lawyer says he's heard from about a dozen other guys in the last week for the same reason. Mm. NPR says it's heard from other attorneys who say their phones are now ringing off the hook since the Penn State scandal
broke. I don't know why that bugs me, but it does bug me. It's like, you know, look, I can't put myself in a position. I was never in that situation where someone was abusive to me when I was growing up. But it just irritates me a little bit. You know, what, now because it's on the magic box, because it's on TV, you decide you're going to grow a set and you're going to, I'm sorry, it makes me a little angry that you know, they should rat these guys out before, you know, and say, why, now? Because what's the motivation?
Well,
I mean, because they're getting publicity
but
or
no,
what?
I think
I hope
that
not.
There's a lot. Look, it's tough because there's a couple things at play here. And I'm with you when I tell you that it does look that way to some people. But on the other hand, you have to think about there's still a social stigma to this.
Yeah, you're right.
And
you're right. You know what?
They're ashamed.
You know what? That's the drugs.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. No.
But also, yeah, and it's also right. Look at the greater good, the fact that this is getting out at all, when in fact, you know,
and
5 weeks ago it wasn't. This
and
is
and
good.
You know what? I have no right to talk about anybody. Whatever, if somebody's gone through that horror,
that
which is sexual mm-hmm. abuse from a priest or a camp counselor
right.
or a teacher, I'm in no position to say, you know, you want to come out and rat the guy out now and then this is your timing. I'm fine with that too. It's just it's just amazing to me. I think it just the
it's
whole
sad.
Thing just
it's
pisses
sad.
Me
and,
off.
Yeah. And it pisses
God,
absolutely.
It makes me mad.
Today's headline news. I'll get us out of here. It's a national day of protest for the Occupy Wall Street movement. Efforts to shut down trading have so far been unsuccessful. The demonstrators did take over a Bank of America branch in San Francisco yesterday before 100 of them or so were arrested. A man accused of firing shots at the White House living quarters is in custody today. 21-year-old Oscar Ramiro Ortega Hernandez reportedly believes Obama is
one of yours, Oscar.
The Antichrist.
Sorry.
Herman Cain was quoted as saying on his campaign bus yesterday, "I'm not supposed to know anything about foreign policy. I want to talk to the commanders on the ground. Because you run for president, you need to have an answer? No, you don't. That's not good decision-making."
Refer to Bill Maher from, I think, this past mm-hmm. week when they talk about that, commanders on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The commanders on the ground are supposed to take their orders from the commander-in-chief.
Yeah. That's right.
That's the way it's supposed to work, dumbass.
A new study says in this economy, we're keeping our cars about a year longer than we used to before trading them, and Starbucks is starting to close its restrooms across the country to keep out, pardon the expression, squatters. And finally, we've had so much fun with Vicodin this week, some of us more than others.
Hi, everybody.
We'll close with this. In Rensselaer, New York, a 23-year-old man's in trouble with the law for selling Vicodin pills on the street, which is a felony.
On the street where you live.
His name will not work in his favor when the case comes up in court. His name is Jesse Stoner. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, get a 50% off coupon for just about anything from toys to videos. In fact, it's not really a coupon. I added that in.
It's the drugs.
For a limited time, get 50% off just about anything from toys to videos. In fact, order one item and 50% off and get three free adult DVDs.
I'd like to see some lingerie half off.
Plus free shipping on the entire order. Use the code TMOS on checkout to get this special offer. Enter TMOS as the offer code at AdamandEve.com or go through the ad link on our website. All right, everybody, stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. Because we're going to be doing a bonus hour, and I'm going to talk about constipation.
Bonus.
Yay. You'll get to hear it tomorrow, but we hope you listen anyway. Thank you very much, and have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
So bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Like and enjoy your Friday.
Thank you, Friday. Yeah, whatever. All right, ass.